Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in his province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
All right, the Growing the Game podcast brought to you by Mako Collision Repair. If you've had an uh-oh and want it perfect again, better get Mako Collision Repair at 2337th Avenue. Thanks to them for sponsoring this podcast into episode 23 so far. We're joined by Mike Thomas from Football Saskatchewan. Mike, how are you today?
Not too bad, Ballsy. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Yeah, thanks for being on. Okay, let's talk about, first off, we had some good representation of some football players here recently south of the border.
Yeah, you know, we had a good contingent of kids from Saskatchewan that was able to be on the national team in our U16 and U18 programs. More specifically with our U16s, where we sent two teams to the East and West Challenge this year, one to help out Football Canada with one of the areas that was short in some teams. But then secondly, from our own side, selfishly, we were wanting to develop more players in our province. And what that did was it enabled us to have 17 players on the East and West national teams for U16. And then we had six players on our U18 team that was able to play the Americans this past January.
Why do you think Saskatchewan's so good at producing these young athletes? Because per capita, I mean, this is the province to follow for sure.
Yeah, you know, definitely where we have been falling in our medal standings and representations nationally, for a province our size, that shouldn't be the case. However, we're the exception to the norm. And it really goes back to the development that these players receive from the time that they start playing the game across our province. So a lot of the associations in, you know, here in Regina with Regina Minor Football, in Saskatoon with Saskatoon Minor Football, in Prince Albert, Moose Jaw, Swift Current, all of those different places have strong minor programs in place that have made it so that the kids, when they start, they're coming in with a good foundation. And as they progress through the system, they're able to continuously get great coaching along the way, all the way through the ranks.
How much has flag football helped, too? I know you're a part of that here locally, and it's grown big time. I think, what, yet like maybe like 70 kids the first year, and in 11 years we're over 2,500 now. How much has flag football across the province helped with the development of this game?
Well, really what it has done, Ballsy, is it's afforded kids an opportunity to first try the game if they haven't had an opportunity to do so. But then secondly, it gave kids an opportunity to own their skills from an aspect without any contact and getting an opportunity to just get out and pitch and catch, really. And then also because flag football has a lot of transferable skills, it helps in terms of getting themselves in good positions to be able to make tackles down the road. Just like when you're in flag, you have to be in a good position to be able to capture the flag there. So, you know, really when you look across the province, because the game is easily to be accessible and to be able to play in certain parts, it has really helped in terms of just the day-to-day aspects of those players that are wanting to learn the game, as well as moving forward, those ones that are playing to continuously get better in the off season.
So I'm a new parent to football, and my kid's a really young guy, and I'm thinking about signing him up. Mike, why should somebody sign their kid up, even like, you know, you got the Mini Mites division at the RMF, and even that young? Where do you weigh in on that and kids learning to play tackle football at such a young age?
Well, you know what? When I look at it for myself, everybody has their own personal opinion. You know, when I look at my own family, and my son is turning 8 this year, and he has an opportunity to play this fall, and he wants to do it badly, which is fine. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I look at it as a side that the game has evolved in so many different aspects, and as a league, as leagues across the province, they have been adapting to safety measures for these players. You know, Regina Minor Football has been very instrumental in being forward-thinking with some of the things that they've done, as well as Saskatoon Minor. And our other minor associations are following the trends that they're seeing from those two larger organizations, which is lending itself to better player safety, better equipment, better coaches training, you know, in modifying the game in regards to how many players are on the field, Learning how to tackle, how to be tackled, you know, taking the head out of the game and just really emphasizing proper techniques across the board. So, you know, they used to say old dogs can't learn new tricks. Well, I tell you what, there are some of our oldest of coaches that are out there leading the newest styles of technology in terms of technique for the game, and they're the ones that are now leading the progress for tomorrow. And so when you look at that and you say they're taking those elements in terms of some safety issues back to make it more safer for kids to play, that would be in essence, the number one reason why I would want to sign my kid up, knowing that the sport is being progressive in ways to be safer for the game. Instead of reactionary, they're trying to be the leader in the forefront to ensuring that the game is safe for all kids to play, both boys and girls.
Okay, Mike Thomas from Football Saskatchewan, you've got a combine coming up in Moose Jaw on March the 24th. Tell us about that. We just watched the combine in Indianapolis in the NFL, and of course the CFL combine coming up too here this month. So what does your combine entail with Football Saskatchewan?
So our combine is similarly ran compared to the NFL, except for we don't have Under Armour as a major sponsor, and we may not have a guy like Bradley Chubb or Saquon Barkley, but we do have our own kids that are looking to make a mark, see where their benchmarks are across the province, how they compare against other kids in their grade and their position. And what it does is it's an opportunity for us to have the first look at them for a variety of programs, whether it be Senior Bowl, U18, U16, or just in general to be able to know where they run across the province. You know, we will have a lot of the elite teams in the province attending, as well as schools from out of province, so it's become an opportunity for first look for some of these programs to see how kids are situated in terms of their measurables here moving forward.
All right, that's awesome, Mike. Okay, and if somebody wants to be involved, can they still sign up in terms of kids? How do they get involved?
What they just need to do is head over to our website at www.footballsaskatchewan.ca, and there is a link that they'll be able to click on in terms of registration for the program. They're able to do it right until March 23rd. That's the day before, and then we cut off the registration so we know exactly how many numbers we have. And for this year, it's the first year we're doing the combine. It's just one in the province, so you'll definitely see everybody who's the best in the province in one location at one time.
Awesome. That's Mike Thomas from Football Saskatchewan. Thanks for this, Mike.
Thank you so much for having me on, Ballsy. Much the best of luck here with the podcast.
And the Growing the Game podcast rolls right along, brought to you by Mako Collision Repair. If you've had an OO and want it perfect again, better get Mako Collision Repair. We're talking with one of the fine guys in our community, not just in Regina, but globally, Murad El-Khatib from AGT Foods. How are you, Murad?
Good, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the Growing the Game podcast. Now, you're here because you're big into football, and character shining through now is you're going to be the president of the Regina Thunder. Tell me about that, my friend.
Well, you know, we're certainly, getting to be known as a football family here in Regina, and, our son Tarek is, part of the Campbell Tartans, and Saskatchewan Selects. My wife Michelle's on the board of the Regina Riot, and I got involved with the Thunder a couple of years ago, and decided to take on the presidency. And all levels of football. When I look at the program in Regina Region, I mean, we've got RMF, which we're also very involved in, high school programs, selects, and elite programs, leading up to junior and with the Rams. I mean, we've got a football culture in this city that's, it's the football hotbed, of Canada for sure. And, look at our success. I mean, I Michael, was fortunate enough to go to the Super Bowl this year. And, I walk into the NFL exhibit and 10 Canadians currently starting in the NFL. And, three of those guys are from Regina.
Yeah, absolutely.
You think of that, right? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and the one guy, John Ryan, the only Saskatchewan guy to win a Super Bowl with the Rams, and I know you're a big supporter of the Rams too. So what do you like about the game of football, Murad?
I mean, look at it. When we look at football, it's the ultimate team sport. I mean, I look at being successful in business, and, competitive athletes, whether it be, girls that have been involved in volleyball or hockey, or, you know, guys in hockey or football, you know, they make great employees, right? It's dedication, it's commitment, it's, you know, the work, it's the ability to work in a team environment. You know, what I love about football is you could be the best quarterback in the world and you don't win a game on your own. You don't put a offensive line in front of you. You don't have a good coaching system in place. You don't win football games. And so, you know, when I look at the overall system, this has been part of, you know, building the character of our community. And, you know, that's where, you know, when we got involved in football about 7 years ago, you know, it was something that, that kind of took me. It's become a big part of my life, big part of my hobby. And I think that, you know, I want to be involved in it for years to come because, you know, truly is not only a fabric of our community, but it's building young men and young women that I think are really big parts of our society.
Man, you could speak to this too. How about Libel Field and what's there? I know you're around a lot of football facilities. This one ranks right up there. I always say if you blindfolded somebody and just dropped them in Libel Field, they've never been there before, they think they were somewhere maybe in Calgary or Vancouver or Ottawa. Just a nice surrounding there.
I mean, let's say even more so. I mean, with the Saskatchewan Selects, you know, we were down in Texas in San Antonio playing at a Division One, college, and that stadium, Libel Field, stands up against that. You know, it's a state-of-the-art, you know, facility that, you know, we could bring football teams from anywhere in the world, and they would say, wow, you know, with our new, you know, locker room and our new training facility there, you know, great atmosphere. You know, we're going to be looking at the opportunity for, you know, the Thunder to play a game or two at the Libel Field as well, mm-hmm. as what we have. So when we look at, you know, the combination of Mosaic Stadium, you know, truly, you know, the envy of, you know, the Canadian football world. And then you look at Libel Field, you know, very different experience, right? Really intimate, but professional. We got great football facilities here, and that's going to continue to bring us the talent, you know, out to stock the CFL and have kids that are going to go on to, you know, Division One and Division Two, and even continue to play in the NFL.
Your son, I've coached him before, a great kid, Tarek. Tell me about this kid's growing, man. Tell me about his football career, and tell me about, you know, the Selects program, the South Selects. You guys had a pretty good venture down there to San Antonio.
Yeah, well, you know, Tarek got involved in football about, 6 years ago. He's 16 years old, about 6'3", almost 200 pounds now. He's a linebacker and, mm-hmm. you know, a good kid. And, you know what, for him, you know, it's been a confidence booster, you know, in terms of you know, commitment. I mean, we've seen a change in his work ethic, you know, the ability of, you know, Coach Hall and the Campbell program to, you know, emphasize athletics, commitment, but also academics. You know, it's been a really big part of his life. So, you know, getting involved in Campbell football, you know, it's going to be a really competitive year in high school football here. We've got a bit of a changing in the guard, you know, with Campbell winning last year in the Boldus, mm-hmm. you know, can I always be a bit in transition but still be competitive. And that Miller team, wow. You know, I look down at the Selects roster and we had, I don't know, something like eight or nine Miller kids, you know, that were starting down in Texas. So, you know, the Texas program went great. We went down for the first time, Michael, we beat the Alamo City Red Raiders.
Wow.
You know, which is kind of, you know, a legacy team in Texas. And our 14Us and our 16Us both beat the Alamo City teams. First time in our history at the 16U, we beat them 22-19. We scored a touchdown, you know, from Luke Horning, mm-hmm. You know, with a minute left in the game to win the game. And, you know, we went 11 wins and 3 losses in Texas among the 10U, 12U, 14U, 16U. So we really brought our A game down there. And, you know, the fans in the stands were blown away by football in Canada.
You know, this is what I love about you. You're not just a guy with money. You're a guy with money that likes what he's doing and that knows the kids and knows what he's talking about, which is probably why AGT Foods is kicking ass and you're the Entrepreneur of the Year, it seems like, every year. But, Murad, what's your vision for, because I have a special place in my heart for junior football because I played with the Rams back in the day. What is your vision for the Thunder to take them to the next level? Because, you know, the Hilltops are where it's at in terms of winning championships. But in terms of organizationally, what's your vision for this team?
Well, you know, listen, I look at the great work that, you know, Bryn and the team have done, you know, his presidency at the Thunder. And, you know, we've got a perennial contender right now with the Thunder, mm-hmm. and, you know, with Scott McAuley as a coach, you know, again, a dedicated, really high-level coaching staff. What I'd like to do is, you know, contribute to, bring the financial performance of the Thunder to a point where we can actually build, you know, a program that not only is a contender, but we want to win regular Canadian Bowl championships. We want a championship football team here. And that's all about, you know, coaching development, recruitment, and scholarships for kids. So, you know, we're going to be putting a big push on to make the Regina Thunder not only, you know, one of the most well-coached teams in the Prairie Junior Football League, but we want it to be a place where moms and dads want to send their kids when they're getting an education to play football. Yeah. Right. And, you know, I think that the collaboration between the Thunder and the Rams and, you know, an ability of us to be looking at Southern Saskatchewan, you know, as the place where we win championships, both at the CIS level and at the, you know, at the junior level, you know, that's what we're going to do. And I think that, you know, the football community is going to get behind it. So we want to have programs like, you know, academic, you know, all-star programs. So we're going to be raising funds to be able to give, you know, kids that have high academic excellence additional scholarships above what they're getting from the junior football league. So we want to make this a place where you come and you work hard, you study, and you win championships. Yeah, I think that's what it's all about.
You're a master promoter too, and I think, you know, you have the likes of Zach Evans who played there, Dan Clark, Paul Waldo, Chris Getzlaff, who is being honored here this week with the Rams too, with his roast, with his retirement. I mean, and you got the Stefan Ensign and that coaching staff that has really gone on to develop quarterbacks that have gone to the next level of the CIS. Like, I think, you know, I mean, the list goes on. Reed Quest. I mean, you could talk
Definitely, you could talk
for days. So I think you guys promote around that. That's a great drawing card too.
Well, I think it is, and you know, I think that the relationship that we have with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and that, you know, direct you know, route in. I mean, think of the perfection here. Like, look at the, you know, with Zach and with Dan, you know, the road that these guys have taken into the CFL. You know, the CFL coaching staff have an opportunity to actually have people they can see, they can judge their character. It's almost like a free test drive, right?
Yeah.
When they're playing at the Thunder here, they're in a system. You know, we're going to be looking at building that linkage closer. As you know, we're a, you know, big, you know, sponsor, and we're pretty connected to the Rough Riders in our community. I am, and, you know, Craig Reynolds and I have got a great relationship. And, you know, more importantly, Scotty and Chris Jones have a great relationship. And so from that perspective, you know, we want this to be, you know, an opportunity where people see this as a viable opportunity to play here, have a direct route into the Riders potentially, or, you know, get themselves ready. And, you know, if they want to play junior for their whole career, we're here and we're viable. If they want to play here and then move on, like we had with Sawyer this year, moving on to a to a school out east, you know what? There's going to be good interactions between the leagues.
Yeah, of course, Sawyer, but they're Ottawa GGs for sure. Okay, lastly, to wrap up, you mentioned your lovely wife, Michelle. She's a driving force, too. I always love talking to her. And, of course, she's big into the Regina Ride, and I've had Olivier Eddy on this show before, of course, a Campbell coach as well. It's great what they're doing here up in Saskatoon, and I know in Melville, and I just talked to Jason Shannon. He'll be later on in this podcast in the Mooseman area. That women's football's picking up steam, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, we're the champs here, right? And from that perspective, I mean, you know, I look at this and, you know, when Michelle got involved in the board there, and, you know, I got to tell you, the level of football, like the level of coaching, the level of commitment of these young ladies to the game, you know, it's an inspiring thing. And you know, we want to make sure that, you know, when we went down to Texas, by the way, this year in the South Sask Selects, on both Saskatchewan teams and on the Manitoba Selects teams, you know, we had, you know, girls playing, and I could tell you, they were playing. They weren't just sitting watching. And, you know, there's an opportunity here. This is a game where, you know, that league and, you know, I'd like to see RMF and you know, the Riot and all of these leagues, you know, encourage participation there. And of course, with Mike Thomas and the Flag League, you know, you've got a very strong, you know, building. I mean, this is building the fan base, too, for our Rough Riders and, you know, building the player base. And I think it's exciting, and Michelle is spending a lot of time at Regina Minor Football and at the Riot, and I'm doing a bit at the junior level, and you know what, we're doing what we can, and we do it because we love it.
And we're happy you're on board for sure with Regina Thunder, and of course, in this community at large. Thanks for this, Murad.
No problem, Michael. Take care.
The Growing the Game podcast brought to you by Mako Collision Repair. If you've had an uh-oh and want a perfect again, better get Mako Collision Repair. Joining us now, or joining me now, is Jason Shen out in Mooseman. You were in Texas, San Antonio, watching your boy TJ play with the South Sask Selects. How did that go?
It went pretty good. The 10 and under group there, they ended up losing in the final, but it was some good football on the way there. And 16 and unders, they managed to take home the championship for the first time. So it was pretty exciting.
What do you think of that program and what they've got going there with the South Sask Selects?
Oh, it's a pretty good program. I'm pretty satisfied with what the boys are learning out there, and girls. They had a couple girls out there this year, so that was fantastic. We had a player on the 16U from our program here, and both the guys that came back from there said they learned an awful lot, and it was a valuable program to them.
Jason, tell me about the football program out in the Mooseman area in terms of how many kids are playing, what kind of divisions you got going on out there.
Well, we do a little bit of everything here. We start them in that grade 2, grade 3 category, and we go all the way to the high school age. We don't actually participate in the high school programs here on the Sask side. We're a club team, so we have to play our games on the Manitoba side in the rural Manitoba Football League. But for our younger ages, yeah, we do all those within the Sask side.
Okay, and in terms of coaches, how many guys you got helping you coach out there?
Well, we've got about 8 or 10 really good guys that come out and lend a hand, and we've got a couple of girls coming out now. One of our alumni girls from our very first year is coming out and going to help us coach the new girls team that we got rolling. And also a pretty accomplished gymnastics coach is going to come give us a hand with the girls team as well.
I want to talk about the girls team in a second. How long's the football program been going on out there in that area?
8 years is all we've been around.
Wow. How did it get started?
Well, I'm 6'6 and about 300 pounds. So I was new to Mooseman at the time, and I've been here about 11 years now. But after a couple of years of people saying, geez, you must have played football. And surprisingly enough, I really didn't play a whole lot of football. I had some injuries that kept me out of the game and from hockey and other things. And I never did really pursue football, but I've always loved the game. And after about the 100,000th person who said you should start a football program, I said, okay, let's do this. And got together with a couple other guys here in town, and we managed to cobble together our first season and recruit some pretty good coaches, and it's been onward and upward ever since.
So so what was the eye-opening thing for you when you started this program? Was there an eye-opening thing? Was there something you didn't know about the game or organizing the game or getting this thing off the ground?
Not particularly. Like I'm an organizer by, mm-hmm. you know, by trade here kind of thing. So I knew there was going to be hurdles and there's going to be struggles along the way to getting something like this off the ground. Like it was a 32-year absence between the last football team they had here in this town and the one we brought in. So there was a lot of people that were excited about it, and we were able to put together a group of 25 or so kids in the first year and got on the field, and really, like, once we got going, it was pretty easy to get funding together and get a team on the ground.
Okay.
We're very fortunate here.
Okay, so you didn't play football. You enjoyed the game. How did you gain the knowledge to pass on? Like, where did you learn the game from? Who taught you? Who helped you?
Anybody that I could listen to, I paid attention to. You know, you watch a lot of football on TV, and you know, listen to the radio, listen to you guys, you know, yeah. Doing your thing too. And, you know, just any coach that I've ever seen along the way, bend in their ear and you know, absorbing whatever I can.
What do you like about coaching? What do you like about running a program?
I think for me, what it's really about, in my professional life, I run a retail business here and we hire a lot of students and that kind of thing. And I find the kids that are involved with things are much better contributors in the workforce. You know, people who play team sports, they understand the teamwork dynamic a lot better once they get out in the real world. And I wanted to be able to affect that in some way, and coaching kids is a great way to do that. You know, we see kids from all walks of life, all shapes and sizes and genders, and they come together under the banner of our team, and we're able to have a positive impact on them and hopefully send them off once they're done with our program to be successful in life after the game.
What kind of field do you got out there? Like, let's talk about infrastructure. What kind of field do you got? What kind of funds do you need to pull off this thing and get the equipment? And, you know, you said you got a traveling team that goes into Manitoba. That's not cheap either.
No, we're really fortunate that we have some incredible sponsors and community support here. We started out with nothing. Like, we had no field, we had no equipment, no anything. Our rec director here was great. He got us some space out at the park here, and we were able to build our field. So we went from scratch, volunteer labor, got our field up and running. We had some help from the riders and their legacy fund here to help get that off the ground. And we just keep adding bits and pieces every year. And, you know, now we've got ourselves a great facility. We've got bleachers, we've got, locker rooms and lights and a really solid field. We're kind of the envy of any of the teams we play against.
Jason Shen, who runs the program out there in the Mooseman area. So how many teams you coaching this year, big man?
Gosh, we haven't got that all figured out yet, but it's anywhere between 3 and 4. The only one I'm not going to be coaching this year directly is going to be our high school age guys, our midgets. That one falls to Dexter Mondor. He's our head coach for our program, and he just got named the U18 Community Coach of the Year for Football Canada.
That's outstanding. That's awesome, right from the grassroots there. So you're running, if I'm not mistaken, you're running the Borderland Co-op, if I'm not mistaken. So you're busy there. How does a businessman juggle all those balls, man? You're coaching 3-4 teams, running a program, and running a business. That's not easy.
For me, it's just about having good people around me. I'm very fortunate to have a board of directors at the co-op here that is very supportive of anything that deals with youth. And I've got a great leadership team around me here that gives me the ability to be able to take off and do all the things I do with football. And then on the same note with the volunteers, with the generals, we've got an incredible bunch. Everybody that steps up and bands together to make sure we can pull off what we need to pull off.
This program here is definitely a beacon of light here in Saskatchewan. But one thing, too, we on this podcast, Growing the Game podcast, we talk about all amateur football in the province. And I've had Olivier Eddy on from the Regina Riot, the female program here in Regina. Of course, we got to get the Valkyries on yet. But you want to get a female football program going in Mooseman, and you're well on your way. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are. We're going to have our first team on the ground here. We are practicing. Actually, we got practice tonight even already. Basically, it all started out with me seeing Olivier's tweet about women's football leagues in North America and how it was so sparse in Canada. I'd kind of talked about it before that, you know, we should be working together and try and build some sort of provincial league. And the tweet was kind of just the thing to get me going and say, okay, well, you know, hey, who's out there that wants to make something like this happen? And it was a little bit of crickets to begin with, lots of people that were in support and said, yeah, you know, something like that needs to come together. But it really does take somebody to take that first step and get something going. And we did. You know, I went out and gauged some interest from our girls here. And all of our girls said, yeah, we'd be interested in something like that as long as we don't have to quit the regular team. Mm-hmm. So they want to keep playing with the boys. So, yeah, not a problem there. And now we've got ourselves a roster of about 30 girls that are committed to playing this year. And we had originally planned to be doing this as a strictly inter-squad kind of deal. But over the last few weeks here, good old John from Melville has made the effort to try and get a girls team going in Melville as well. And it looks like they've got about 20 girls that are going to be ready to go. So we'll have our first games this year as well.
That's outstanding. That is just that's just super. I got to make sure I follow that for sure and make sure you keep in touch with me with regards to that. Okay, to wrap this up, we love to promote the game. You talked about kids being involved in sports and what it means in their afterlife. For you, though, a guy that didn't play football, everybody thought you did, what do you like best about the game of football?
The strategy, you know, it very much mirrors my regular life in management here with what I do in my job. You're trying to put all the best resources in the right places to succeed, and you're doing the exact same thing on the football field. And you know, you try things, you succeed, you fail. You know, you have to pick yourself up every now and again. You have to deal with the highs and the lows and everything in between. And you make good friends and are able to do some good things in and around the community as well. So that it just matches what I do every day so well that it just feels like a natural extension.
So do you consider yourself a football guy now?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. That's great. Jason Shen out in Mooseman building a great football program here. That's what this podcast is all about, growing the game. Thanks for this, Jason.
Thank you, Baldy.
And the Growing the Game podcast brought to you by Mako Collision Repair. If you've had an uh-oh and want a perfect again, better get Mako Collision Repair. This is the time of year when the draft prospects start to emerge and we start to see some guys go to the combine. U of R Ramsell have a strong presence when it comes to the CFL National Combine. They've got two players going there to the National Combine. Running back Atlee Simon and quarterback Noah Pickton. Pickton will be one of two quarterbacks at the event. As far as the other players at the Regional Combine for the Rams, they've got receivers Thomas Huber and Mitch Thompson, linebacker Danny Nesbitt, DB Corey Green, and defensive lineman Eric Wachowski. Now, as far as the University of Saskatchewan Huskies go, they've got three going to the Regional Combine. Brooks Falloon, defensive back, kicker Sean Stenger, who can kick the stuffing out of the football, and Tristan Karankiewicz. How are you, Tristan?
I'm doing well, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, that was spot on.
How many times does that last name get butchered?
Probably once a day, no matter whether I'm in the classroom or on the field, it gets butchered.
Okay, so what's your nickname?
I go by Kronk or just TK.
So you were the Kronk before the Gronk came along?
I was, ever since I was a kid, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so you've been playing football how long in your life now, just your whole football career so far?
Oh, yeah, I've been playing since a kid, since I was 8 years old, you know, started in RMF, grew up playing RMF, looking up to my brothers, they were playing football, and went on and played high school football. After that, went and played a year junior out on the island for the VI Raiders, and then here I am today with the University of Saskatchewan.
Yeah, so tell me about, first of all, let's start in Regina, because you are a Regina boy, Winston Knoll Wolverine. What was it like to play in the Winston Knoll program?
Oh, it was fantastic. You know, I started playing there in grade 10 and under the head coach of Kelly Adams. You know, he really brought the love of football out of me. He was a very knowledgeable coach, and then unfortunately he left after my grade 10 year, and a well-known Regina football player and coach, Danny Paskey, took over as the head coach. And, you know, mm-hmm. we had a pretty good team moving forward to my grade 11 and 12 year. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we ended up losing in my grade 12 year in the city championship to those guys, Noah Pickton and the Mitch Pickton and the Boldest Suns, the Boldest Golden Suns. So, yeah, that's about
it.
Regina football story, yeah.
Okay, so how did you end up on the defensive line? First of all, for people that aren't aware, what are your dimensions? How big are you?
6'4", 250 pounds.
Okay, so that's how you ended up. Was football always your first love?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, my family's a huge football family. We live, breathe football. Yeah. You know, every Sunday growing up as a kid, we were throwing on football and watching it throughout the whole day and ending it off with Sunday night football.
So you looked up to your brothers, but who did you look up to in terms of professional athletes in the football world?
Professional athletes, I guess most recently is a guy like J.J. Watt. You know, he's a guy that always comes in, works hard day in and day out. But when I was really young, I looked up to a guy named Reggie Hunt with the Riders. I don't know if a lot of people remember him.
Yeah.
The Grim Reaper of the Riders defense. I don't know why, because when I was younger, I used to play linebacker. And I just always aspired to be that guy.
That's a great story so far. Tristan Karankiewicz joining us here. I'm trying not to butcher through this interview. Of the U of S Huskies into your fourth year now. That means you've spent some time with BT and now Scott Flory. What's the difference between the two guys?
Oh, well, you know, BT is one of the most prestigious CIS coaches of all time, the most winningest coach. So, you know, he was the old-fashioned coach who'd let you know what's going on, where, you know, Scott Flory played 10, 12 years in the CFL. He's a younger guy, understands the current generation of football and what it's like to play football and how the game's evolving. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's been a change, but it's been a good change for sure.
Tell us about the Regina contingent. You got quite a Regina contingent on that U of S Husky team.
Yeah, we do. You know, there's quite a few guys. I remember when I first committed to the University of Saskatchewan, there was, I think, three or four of us at the time that came from Regina to Saskatoon. And, you know, I think BT established that and had a great job recruiting out of Regina because he saw Regina as a great fit for, you know, student athletes who could come up to Saskatoon and compete for Vanier Cup.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I mean, you got the likes of yourself. There's a Joel Piok. There's Mason Nias, who's an emerging quarterback. So quite a good contingent. Now, are you a prankster in the locker room, Kronk?
Sorry, what was that?
Are you a prankster in the locker room? Do you like to pull pranks on your teammates?
Yeah. That's exactly who I am. You know, I'm the guy who pulls those pranks, and the guy who likes to
likes to poke at people and make, you know, have fun with everybody, make everybody laugh.
You're the Mike McCullough of the locker room. I work with him every week on the Rider broadcast, and he doesn't let anybody off the hook. So what's the best prank you can tell us off the top of your head that you pulled?
Oh my goodness.
That you've pulled.
Oh my goodness. The best prank that I've pulled. Oh my goodness.
Is there one you could say? It's a podcast, so we could do anything here.
Yeah, I know, but best prank I've pulled. Oh boy. Well, you know, it sounds pretty ridiculous, but it honestly goes back to when I first came here, and a lot of the recruits from Regina. This is actually pretty funny story. So back with all the recruits from Regina, we'd like to fool around with them, and we'd call them, and actually we'd impersonate to be radio host, or, you know, guys like Rob Vanstone with the Leader Post, and have fake interviews with them. They'd get super excited letting us know that they had an interview with, you know, guys like yourself or Rob Vanstone, and, you know, pumping their tires as much as they can, like, oh, look at me, you know, I committed to the U of S, and yada, yada, yada. And that was probably one of my favorite pranks, especially since I've been here now.
That is hilarious. The Kronk, Tristan Karankiewicz, joining us here on the Growing the Game podcast. So it's a big time for you. You're going to the regional combine. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited. I'm just, honestly, I'm thankful for this opportunity. It's been a long time coming. You know, I have battled some injuries through my playing days. I'm 22 years old and I've had two shoulder surgeries. So, you know, I'm honestly grateful to be able to still play the game, but now to have the opportunity to play at the highest level and have a tryout and go to the combine and, you know, perform as best I can to hopefully get a look for the CFL. It's all I can ask for now.
With all those injuries, my friend, have you thought about the fact that, man, at 6'4", maybe you could have played basketball or something and not football? I guess where I'm going with this here, I love football too. I'm asking you, with those injuries and stuff, why do you love football and why are you still thankful to be able to play the game?
Well, I think football's the ultimate team sport, you know, like the locker room atmosphere itself, having 80 guys instead of 12, like a basketball team or something like that, or even a hockey team has 20 guys. It's just having 80 guys around all the time, and it's just that form of brotherhood, you know? So
yeah.
Having that, I think that's irreplaceable. No other sport offers that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 80 guys who you're around all the time, and I think that plays a big impact on that. And it's just no other sport's like football, right? There's no contact. You're not constantly hitting somebody every single play, every second of the down, you know? So it's like, that's another aspect of football that I love.
So what are you hoping to gain here at this regional combine? Like, have you always aspired to be a professional athlete? So, you know, that's kind of where I'm going with this.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. Yeah. It's been a dream of mine since I was a little kid. Like I said, looked up to Reggie White, and it'd be, you know, a dream come true to, like, maybe potentially play for the Riders or something. Obviously, it's been a dream of mine to play in the CFL, but at the end of the day, this opportunity is just to get some exposure, and hopefully I could turn some heads with testing and some one-on-one drills and whatnot, so hopefully I can do that.
What's the strength of the Kronk's game?
The strength. Honestly, for being a pretty big guy, 6'4", 250, I think my athleticism, people are a little surprised at how athletic I am, you know, playing every sport growing up. It's just, people are a little surprised of how athletic I can actually be.
That's awesome, man. That's outstanding. Okay, so if it doesn't work out, you got another year left with the Huskies, and even if it does work out, you'll probably be sent back for one more year with the Huskies. But if professional football doesn't work out, what are you taking in school? What do you hope to be besides a comedian? Because you sound like a pretty funny guy.
Yeah, I'm actually in school in education, the College of Education at the U of S. Mm. And I'm currently in an internship or pre-internship, so I'm in an elementary school 2 days a week. And, you know, my goal is to potentially work my way up to be a principal or vice principal, but at the moment, as soon as I'm done football, if it doesn't pan out, be an elementary school teacher, especially in the primary years. You know, I've enjoyed being in a grade 2 and a grade 3 classroom over the past year, and it's been really exciting, and I enjoy it. So, yeah, that's my passion probably once football's done, and you know, try and coach football and stay involved in the game.
That's outstanding. Okay, lastly, people are listening to this podcast deciding, you know, maybe they're going into their grade 12 year. Where should I go to school? Well, you know, you're the billboard. You're the podcast billboard for the University of Saskatchewan. Why did you choose the U of S? Why should somebody in Regina or anywhere in Saskatchewan listening choose the U of S to go play football?
Well, the U of S has a great tradition. you know, and I think BT built that tradition, and Scott Flory's taking it over of that winning tradition, right? BT is the winningest coach in CIS history, or now U Sports history. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think Saskatchewan as a whole, those Texas, the University of Texas, those Ohio States, we're compared to those guys in the Canadian sports.
Yeah.
Right? We're constantly getting better. We're trying to do the best. We're trying to recruit the best players across Canada so we can compete for a national championship. And so with that being said, we're just trying to be the best we can be. But in order to do that, we've got to get recruits from everywhere. So, I mean, we have top-notch facilities. We have alumni such as Dave Dubay and other guys who invest so much time and so much other things for us that make it the best, honestly, the best playing experience in Canada.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
yeah, David Dubay is a big part of that program for sure. And you guys got a really good atmosphere and some really good quality student athletes. And one of them right here, Tristan Karankiewicz. I didn't screw that up at all, did I?
No, man, you're rock and roll. You're bang on all day.
Hey, so you know what, Kronk? You know what that means? You kick butt at the regionals, and you're in the CFL. You know who your agent is because I can pronounce your name.
Perfect. That sounds good to me.
All right, brother. Take care. Thanks for this.
Yeah, no problem. Take her easy. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com.